Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I did.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. Just a moment.
Okay, I did.
A breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. Signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you for just holding on. Just hold on. Change is coming. I feel it in the air. It's in the atmosphere. Just hold on.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's broadcast coming from Living Water, Drinking Deeply. This is Dr. Alfie Wine coming at you this morning from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I just want to take a few moments this morning to lift up the situation of the daughters of Nigeria. You may know, you may have heard me say on a previous occasion, perhaps, that the story about the daughters of Nigeria and their plight has touched my heart. And the reason for that is that their story is so much like a story at the end of the book of Judges, a story that is perhaps not well known, and yet a story that is tragic in every sense of the word. Just briefly, what happens in those chapters is that one woman is abused all night long, raped. Becomes the abduction and rape of 600 women. In the scripture, I refer to these often as the daughters of Shiloh, but of course in the recent events, we refer to them as the daughters of Nigeria. This story is so tragic, so breathtaking, that we want to stop just a few moments today and lift them up and the situations that they are dealing with, knowing, of course, that there are many daughters and sons around the world who undergo and suffer unthinkable tragedies. But this is the story, the daughter of Nigeria, the daughters of Shiloh, those two together, the daughters of Nigeria and the daughters of Shiloh from the biblical text, are the impetus for our prayers on this morning. I hope that if you do not know this story, you'll take some time in the very near future to read their story in the last chapters of Judges. Judges 19 through 21. And then I hope as you read their story that you will continue to keep these women, these girls, in your thoughts, in your prayers, and also others around the world, daughters and sons, who face untold tragedies in their lives. A moment of silence in God's presence. Oh God, our heavenly Father, oh God, our heavenly Mother, oh God, our heavenly Parent, the one who cares for us more than we could ever imagine, the one who loves us with a love that is deep and full and rich, a love that is unconditional, a love that is ours simply because we are human beings, simply because you created us, simply because we show up on the planet. Not only are you our creator, you are the one who redeemed us in your Son, Jesus Christ. You are the one whose Spirit, whose Holy Spirit, lives within us. On this day, we come and lift up the situation of the daughters of Nigeria. So much like the biblical story of the daughters of Shiloh, we bring them before you, O God, on this morning. We know, O God, that the tragedy is unspeakable. It is unthinkable. It is unimaginable. And yet at the same time, it is very real. And so we lift up, O Lord, the woman, all of the women who have been affected by this situation. We cannot imagine what they might and must be going through. We're saddened by the news, not only of their story, but also of more recent stories that indicate many of them are expecting, perhaps have now given birth. Many of them, according to the news story, have HIV/AIDS. And so, oh God, we lifted them and their situation up to you. We ask, oh God, that you intervene. We pray for those who are working on their behalf to bring an end to their situation. We pray for people around the world who are concerned about them and whose concern is shared in their own prayers. Up the officials who have the authority and who can intervene in this situation. We lift up persons who are supportive of those who are working often behind the scenes to bring about an end to this tragic situation. We pray for the daughters themselves, O God, that you will strengthen them, that you will enable them to live through this tragedy in their lives. We pray that you will intervene and give them the healing and the wholeness that they need in their lives. We pray, O God, for the persons who have inflicted this pain on these young women. And we ask, O God, that you touch their hearts, that you touch their minds and their spirit, so that they can intervene and bring about an end to this situation. Turn their hearts and minds and spirits away from the tragedy that they have brought on these young women. It grieves our hearts, Lord. It grieves our spirits. And so we join our hearts and our minds and our spirits lifted up to you on their behalf on this morning. Blessed be your name, O God. we know that you love us more than we could ever imagine. We know, O God, that in the same way that we want an end to this situation, so do you. It is unexplainable. It is unbelievable. But it is real. And so, O God, we lift up this situation to you on this morning, asking you to do all that is needed, all that is necessary, to bring about an end to it, and to bring about healing and wholeness in the lives of the young women who have been affected by it. We pray, O God, for those who were able to escape, and we pray your blessings in their lives. We pray, O God, for the families of these young women. It is our understanding from the news that their families have rejected them, and we pray, O God, that there be healing and wholeness in those relationships as well. Oh God, we give you thanks and praise, for we know you love us more than we could ever imagine, each and every one of us. So we ask, oh Lord, for your presence, your love, your healing, and your peace for the daughters of Nigeria. It's in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we lift up this prayer on this morning. It's in his name we pray. Amen.